when you speak, please.
My name is Marilyn. I was here all day at the marvelous workshop that was organized here. Some absolutely marvelous people worked here, and I'd like to make a couple of comments. When they passed the legislation on Canada's further involvement in the missile defense in June, all the MLA, or I'm sorry, MPs, that voted for are on the website, on the government website. And I suggest when you're doing your homework for the upcoming federal election, you take a look at that. One of them was Heidi Fry, who is the MP for the West End where I live. And their reasoning was that they felt that Canada, by voting yes, they would have some say. Well, I don't think so. I really don't. And as far as I'm concerned, all those MPs that voted for the continued involvement in the Star Wars program should be out of here.
Thank you.
You're not responding.
We're going to save up a couple so that we can do it more efficiently. Yeah.
It's so nice to see you again, Mark. My name is Olga Schwartz. I want to inform everyone that the legislative reviewer harmonization is well in place and rolling along. I sign up for as many as I can in order to express my discuss with the role that DFAID and Industry Canada is playing and natural resources, also another federal ministry, are involved in restructuring legislation to do away with regulations. Next week, on the 23rd and 24th, the federal government will be here in Vancouver at the BCIT downtown campus to hear from you about the new Canadian Health Protection Act. This act is an integration of or removal of certifies various pharmaceuticals and foods. If you remember the firing of one of the employees at Food and Drug Canada, at Health Canada, for not approving the SC or the hormone, the bovine hormone, growth hormone. She was fired for that and sued by the government for her disapproval of that particular chemical. You might want to support the National Health Coalition across Canada, who is battling to make sure that health and safety remain a part of our legislation in Canada. There's also, you might wonder why there's a particular consultation going on called Weights and Measures Standards for water, natural gas, gasoline, oil, and various other products. Sounds like a very boring meeting to go to, but it all has to do with harmonizing the movement of our goods, and including water and energy, across borders, and that's to the U.S. border. So it is here in Vancouver, it is this month, and it is posted on the CCME website. You might also want to check the Privy Council's website, because it defines for us what the national interest is. What is public interest? We are bound by the definition of that Privy Council, which is our cabinet, as to what the public interest is. And they also define the precautionary principle, and it is their version of it that we must accept. So I urge you all to look at all of our government websites. There is an awful lot going on, and we better pay attention.
Thank you, Olga.
Questions. My name is Sue Hiscox. I live part-time on Salt Spring Island. That community has seen a situation where the housing has risen from the average cost of $200,000 for an average house up to $369,000 in the last 2 years, and it's mainly because of the value of the Canadian dollar, also the increase in foreign ownership in Canada, and particularly in BC and Vancouver and the islands, so that now three quarters of the island people can't afford to relocate on the islands. It's being sold very quickly, so this is a real problem. I wanted to ask Alfred if something about the bank policies could be changed in such a way, other than maybe outlawing foreign ownership, which maybe should be done. I know other provinces have done that, so maybe you folks could address that question. And the second thing I've been working on for a long time is climate change, and I put information out front there. We set up the Skies Above Foundation and brought together experts from around the world to four different conferences at the Victoria Conference Center and at University of Victoria. And basically, the ozone depletion was a result of a couple of chemical companies knowledgeably releasing harmful CFCs, which has now damaged our environment, destabilized things, in conjunction with the buildup of the emissions from the fossil fuels. And personally, I think those CEOs behind those companies should be dragged in front of an international court for crimes against humanity, because we're facing incredible challenges. And since it's International Women's Day, I'd just like to say that I think the work that women do in the community that isn't recognized should be recognized and a value put on it, and for men too, for volunteers in the community, for all the things that they do that isn't factored into the gross national product or included in the tax return. And finally, I just want to say, we do have some power. It's almost income tax time again, and perhaps we might want to withhold our income taxes from this government at some point.
Thank you. There'll be one more, and then we'll see if the panel wants to respond to anything said.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I want to stress I'm speaking on behalf of myself and not any organization. I'm directing my comments toward Mark Barlow. I'm a member of the Council of Canadians, and I also was a delegate to the Progressive Conservative Leadership supporting David Orchard. And had David had the support of the Council of Canadians nationally, he would have won the leadership, and we would have had a national leader who would have abrogated that and had become Prime Minister. still to this day do not understand. I understand the Council of Canadians is nonpartisan, but at the same point, in something like this where we could have had a leader who would have been openly advocating the abrogation of NAFTA, to this day I don't understand why the Council of Canadians didn't support David.
Okay, we're just going to take, and we ask the, any of the panelists want to address what's been said to the, up to this point fairly briefly, and then we'll take some more speakers. You want to keep going for a while? Okay, come ahead.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Al. I'd like to urge everybody, get out there, vote, fight like heck, because this is the battle of all our lives. They're going to take it all from us unless we do something about it. Which brings me to the point that, as we heard from the good people on here, on the panel, that, you know, they're working night and day and with a long thought out plan to, you know, undermine all the rights that your parents and everybody else has worked for in this province, country, and even the world. I would very much like to urge you to get together, if they will have us, with the Native people. They're the only ones that are standing on a good foot. We're a part of the system. They, our politicians are corrupt and they don't care. Okay, so they're standing on a good foot. They have rights that they have not taken away from them yet. They've been fighting this crap for 500 years. They can help us with this battle. Please get out, support them. You know, do your thing. Organize with people. Care about each other. And most of all, get together and, you know, care, worry and think about each other. It's very important. And also, some bad stuff happened in this country some years ago. We need to straighten that out, you know, like the Native genocide and the issues there. You can build a house, but if the foundation is flawed, the society will never stand. Thank you.
So I'm wondering if maybe we could utilize Shared Vision, Common Ground, the alternative papers, the Courier, the North Shore News, any of the smaller papers, the Georgia Strait, anybody who is slightly alternative to really put forth this wonderful information that we need so much to reach much larger masses. That's the first thought. The second is more of a question. Seeing as I really don't want to vote for the Liberals, and I don't see the Conservatives as an alternative, who do you, the Council of Canadians, and the rest of you on the panel, suggest that the voters embrace to support our country, Canada, reclaiming itself for itself? So that's the question, because I don't have an answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Just one sec. I think what we'll do, because there's not a huge lineup, we'll go through all the people here, and then we'll ask the panel to make some concluding comments and address any of the issues raised in that matter. Go ahead.
Hi. My name is Robert Krelge, and about a year ago I started a website called notacolony.ca, and so I was kind of amused when I saw the name of the conference, and I got some notification about only a few days ago, so it seemed that this was cobbled together quite quickly, but quite successfully, if the turnout is any indication. And at this website, I'm not just trying to self-promote here, I'm actually trying to develop one spot that to centralize information surrounding this topic, deep integration, Canadian sovereignty, Canada-US relations, NAFTA, FTA. And I've amassed quite a lot of stuff on there. A lot of it's from the mainstream media, and I've been sort of just re-headlining it and doing other stuff. But I want to encourage people at notacolony.ca to send me any submissions they have, anything, because there's actually quite a lot out there. It's not out in the mainstream papers very much, but once you put it all together, there is quite a lot. So I think it's quite effective when people can see in one place actually all of these things that are happening, because as panel members have explained, are happening in every single aspect of Canadian life. And I actually have one specific question about missile defense. I don't know who would be best to answer it, but we often heard that Canada would be better served by having somebody sit at the table down in Washington or wherever they were to talk about this. And of course, Minister Pratt was more than happy to go. And it seems to be that whenever anybody asks, you know, why are we going to participate, well, they would say, well, we're not really participating, we're just going to hear what's going on, and wouldn't be responsible for Canada if we didn't have somebody down there. And I never heard anybody ask the question, well, why does it have to be the Minister of Defense there? And does that not mean that that's some sort of diplomatic signal that we've sent by sending the minister down there? I mean, we could have hired any of the many unemployed Canadians to go down there and collect the literature and take notes, but that never happened. So I wonder if anybody knows specifically that question. What did it mean diplomatically to send the minister, and could we have sent somebody else? And what's more, it's not polony.ca, so send me anything you have concerning this stuff. We'll try to get it all into one pile.